this is Matt Campbell, and welcome to another look at Linux. This week, I'm going to demonstrate the setup of a PPP connection to the Internet using the ZipSpeak Linux distribution. I'll only be able to demonstrate the setup and not the actual connection, because at the moment, I don't have a modem in this computer that I can use from Linux. For the sake of this demonstration, I'll show you how I would set up a connection to an Internet service provider that I used to use before I got a cable connection. So now, to start the setup, I'll type PPP setup and press enter. And note that you have to be logged in as root to do this.
Setup 1.98/Slackware. Written by Robert S. Please enter tunelbitstream.net. Tunel changes for one put.
Okay, introduction and credits. That's not very interesting, so we'll just press enter.
Phone number. To begin setting up your PPP connection, I need to know a few things. For starters, what is the phone number of your internet service provider? Example, at 6,661,776 for tone dialing. Example, at 6,661,776 for voice dialing. Include the, at it's usually just, at phone and number note. In the USA, use at 706,661,776, required to turn off call waiting. Okay, cancel.
Alright, those modem commands didn't come across very clearly, so we'll have to review those character by character. And to do this, I'll have to introduce a couple of screen review commands that I didn't introduce when I was first covering screen review commands a few weeks ago. To go to the top line of the screen, you hold down the 0 key while you press the 9 key on the keypad.
Blank.
And to go to the left edge of the screen, hold down the 0 key while you press the 7 key.
Space.
To go down a line, press the 9 key.
Blank. Blank. Phone number. To begin setting up your PPP connection, I need to know a few things. For starters, what is the phone number of provider? Example, at 6,600,000.
Now, we want to go past the word example to the modem command. And I showed you how to read the current word under the reading cursor, but I didn't show you how to skip between words. So, to go to the next word, press the 6 key on the keypad.
Example colon.
And to go to the next word, press the 6 key again.
At 6,661.
Alright, and for the sake of completeness, I'll go ahead and show you how to go to the previous word by pressing the 4 key.
Example colon.
Now what we actually want to read is the modem command, which is the next word, so I'll press the 6 key again.
At 6,000,006.
Now, to read the current character, we press the 2 key.
A.
Now, let's start going right the character at a time by pressing the 3 key.
T, D, T, 6, 6, 6, 1, 7, 7, 6, space.
Alright, so we have to type ATDT just before the phone number. And the phone number for this internet service provider was 522-0375. So I'm going to go ahead and type that. And I should note that while you can put a dash in the number, it's optional. And I like to put the dash in there so that the speech synthesizer speaks the number more appropriately.
ATDT522-0375. Modem device. Where is your modem? /dev/this. /0.1. /1.2. /2.3. /3.4. Okay, cancel.
Alright, this is where it gets kind of tricky to use a screen-oriented menu-driven program like PPP setup. We have here a menu of available serial port devices, and the first one, which is COM1, is currently highlighted. COM1 isn't what I want, because that's the port that my external double talk is connected to, and you wouldn't get good results if you tried to use that as a modem. So, let's go down to COM2, or TTYS1, to use the Linux naming system.
/0.COM1, /1.COM2, /.
Now, whenever you move from one choice to another in a vertical menu like this, SpeakUp will read first the top choice and then the bottom choice, at least in this program. Other menu-driven programs might work differently, but we'll see as we go. But we have the COM port we want now, so I'll press enter.
Modem pod rate. What pod rate is your modem? 460,800, 460 kbps.
That's modem. Too high.
230,400, 230 kbps, 56 kbps.
That's
modem.
Still too high.
Forest modem. 115,200, 115 kbps, 28.
There's the one we want. So we'll go down twice to get to that one.
410 50 230,400, 230 kbps, 56 kbps modem. Forest modem. 0.115200, 115 kbps, 28.8, 33.6, or 56 kbps modem.
All right. Now we'll press enter to go on to the next step.
Callback yes or no. Does your service provider use callback? Callback is when you call your service provider and give them your phone number so they can call you back. Then when they call you back, you give them your login name and password. Most service providers don't use callback, so the answer is probably no, unless you know otherwise. No, most internet providers do not use callback. Yes, use callback support. I know what I'm doing. Okay, cancel.
Now, I don't know about you, but I've never seen an internet service provider that uses callback. So I'm going to go ahead and answer no, since that's the default. I'll just press enter.
Modem minute string. The default modem minute string will be at NFH0. Okay, if you want to change it, put your init string in the box below. If you use in the init string, put it twice. Example, at NFK3 and 3H0. Okay, and no sound. S9546 show carrier speed 28,800, etc. Put around each init string with and init. Put OK after each init string.
All right, it's asking for a modem initialization string, and this gets pretty technical, so I think it would be best to leave it alone for now. The default will probably work. If you do have trouble, then you can come back and change it later. So I'll just press enter.
Domain name. What is your internet service provider's domain name? This is usually something like... Examples, something.edu, something.net, something.com.
Alright, my internet service provider's domain name was spice.com, so I'll go ahead and enter that.
FEIST.com, the NSIP address. What is the IP address of your internet provider's NAMA server? It's important that these IP numbers be correct. The IP numbers should not be 0.0.0.0. Note, your service provider's technical support can provide you with this information. Example, 207.132.116.5. Okay, cancel.
This is something that you don't have to have when you're using Windows or when you're using a cable connection under Linux. And like it said, you should talk with your internet service provider's tech support. The domain name server for my provider was 204.233.71.1. So I'll go ahead and enter that.
204.233.71.1. PAP, JAP, or script. Does your service provider use PAP or JAP if you're presented with a username or login and password? Prompt when you connect to your service provider, they're probably not using PAP or JAP, so you can answer script. I said probably, the only way to know for sure is to ask your service provider. This could save you a lot of wasted time. PAP authentication, JAP authentication, MS JAP AD is Microsoft's version of JAP. Script create chat script for login. Okay, cancel.
For most, if not all, internet service providers, the PAP authentication will work. In the case of mine, you could use either PAP or script, and it wouldn't really matter. So, I'll leave it at PAP and press enter.
PAP or JAP login. Put your login username in the box below. Sometimes they want your username or number followed by their domain name like this below. Example, jerryfood.com.
My username, as you may know by now, is Matt Kemp, so I'll go ahead and enter that.
M-A-T-T-C-A-M-P. PAP or JAP password. Matt Kemp, what's the password for the username above example? XB9U87T, okay, cancel.
I'm going to go ahead and enter my real password, but since I don't want to give it away, I'm going to show you how to turn speak up off and then back on. To turn speak up off, you hold down the 0 key on the keypad and press enter.
You turned me off.
Alright, that'll keep it quiet until we turn it on. Now I'll enter my password. Now to turn speak up on, you press the same key combination, 0 and enter.
Hey, that's better.
And now we can go on.
Done, these are your PPP configuration files and instructions. This is your / X / DVD / script. Timeout 60 abort error abort visio.
Now, if you really want to know how it works, you can listen to that. But you probably just want to get done and get connected. So I'll press enter.
A copy of this text can be found in / X / DVD / setup.txt. Look at the / user / doc / setup / setup 1.98 readme. Darkster.
All right, now to open the connection, you type ppp-go and press enter. For the reasons I mentioned earlier, I can't do that, so I'll leave it there. If you have any questions or comments about my weekly looks at Linux, you can email me at matt@acbradio.org. I especially want to hear what you want me to cover on the shows. I have plenty of ideas for the future, but I want to hear from you, since you're my listeners, and I want this to be beneficial to you. So if you have any comments or suggestions, drop me an email. See you next week for another look at Linux.
Thanks very much for that, Matt. Look at Linux is back next week. Just before we go from the main menu team this week, a reminder that we do have a range of other exciting programming on ACB Radio Mainstream. We very much appreciate all the support that Main Menu has received over the last 7 weeks that it's been on, and the positive feedback you give us, as well as the story ideas that we very often do actually follow up. But don't forget the other programs that we have on, and since this is a technology show, it seems timely for me to remind you that if you like Main Menu, you'll also love another program that we have at the opposite end of the week. It's called Infotech. It comes from the UK. It's hosted by Brian Hartchin, who's had years of experience doing this sort of thing, and he does an excellent job. Brian does a lot of reviews of products. Some of them come from the UK, others from the US. Topics that he has covered in his programs include the Cicero scanning package from Dolphin, the Braille Lite, a wonderful virtual tennis racket that sounds highly addictive, the Magnum personal organizer, and many more useful devices for the blind and vision impaired. So please make sure you check that program out, 9 o'clock Eastern on Thursday night, 1 o'clock GMT Friday morning, Infotech with Brian Hartchin, and it's also in our show's on-demand section. Check it out.
Main menu.
Main menu.
Main menu.
Main menu.
And the now familiar sound of those speech synthesizers tells us it's time to bid you farewell. On behalf of all the team responsible for putting Main Menu together, I'm Jonathan Mosen, wishing you a pleasant week.